This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Kupu. Yours ain't banging like mine, no. Yo, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Gigi LeMaine, and you're tuned into The Unplugged Radio Show on Thursdays right here on Cliff Central from 12 to 1 p.m., baby. Are you ready?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's another one of those absolutely fantastic days. It's time for the Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show. Of course, this right here, the Unplugged and In Charge Show on CliffCentral.com. Always a platform to really inspire, to motivate, to shine a light on amazing people doing amazing things and to admire them. And also then to just... get a chapter or two out of their book so that you can actually write a good chapter in your book as well. And if you're not always writing, then you're not growing. So it's important to always constantly have something to write about, something to learn. A moment. That's what I like to call it from here on going forward. You need to have one moment every week, because that means you're growing every week. You're learning something new every single time. And if you're not learning anything new, then guess what? You're like a useless yellow pages book that doesn't really know much. Imagine that. It's always cool to be an encyclopedia, right? Because I can come to you and I can ask you almost anything and you can give me advice on many different things. But for you to become that useful to people, whether it's in business, whether it's in friendship, whether it's in relationships, you need to learn and expose yourself to as much as possible. And that's the type of stuff we like to do right here at Cliff Central and right here on the Unplugged and In Charge Show. So welcome yet again. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. My name is Weza. Weza Matomane, but you can call me Weza That Guy. I'm going to be with you for a while today, and I like to normally call this the shortest hour of the week. We always like to leave you, with some really good food for thought. And this week's going to be no different. I got a gentleman with me that I'm going to be chatting to a little bit later on. He's going to be talking about quite a lot. First of all, we're going to get to know what he does and all those things as well. But of course, one of the things that we're looking forward to, because it is indeed close to that end of the year season, we want to know how to spend money wisely. And we want to know how much money is really getting spent along these last days. Babita, the big days. Ki December post, the big days. Tulukuti ya spender. Kutona mali. So we're going to have a chat about that, some of the wise ways to go about things, but also just how much money really gets spent around this time. So quite a lot to look forward to. And the gentleman that I did mention that I'm going to be chatting to, his name is Tonic. Some call him Mr. T. Manchidi. It's going to be a really cool chat with him. But before that, we're just going to catch up with DJ Sparkuzzi. Yo, Spar! Man, this guy right here disappeared on us, guys, and we were so worried. Maybe it was his sleep patterns. You guys remember he had this app that he had a couple of episodes ago. He said, no, I got this app. It's going to help me to stay awake and it's going to help me sleep at the right times. And then all of a sudden he disappears for like a whole week. Small, how you doing?
I'm doing way, way better this time around.
Okay, way better. Where have you been, Small? Where have you been?
Oh my goodness. Look, man, I went back home for a breather.
A breather.
Yeah, man.
What happened?
Look, unexpectedly, I just overworked myself over the weekend.
Yeah.
I had very little sleep.
Over the weekend or over
over the weekend.
Okay.
Over the weekend to be specific.
Yeah.
So by the time Monday came, Tuesday came, it was just a bit too much because I reached a point where I just collapsed. Whoa. And I had to really make sure that my health was in place, and I went back home to take care of myself, and the family took care of me, and I just needed it to regain my strength again. So I think that's why I disappeared. That's the main reason.
Jeez, man. Yes. It's the second disappearal this year, Small. So I'm thinking that you really need to take care of your health, because that's the second almost collapse-like state, meaning that you hardly get any sleep. Do you think it's a thing? Burnout is a thing that, you know, that guys go through, especially coming towards the end of the year?
Yeah, it is a burnout. You know, I think I have been working very hard during the course of the year besides the weekend. I mean, you've heard me complain a couple of times about my sleeping patterns. And, you know,
Did the app work?
The app did work.
Okay.
It's just that particular weekend where I actually didn't sleep much, you know, and because of obviously the media industry and the things that I do, the activities that I do, I tend to, you know, put a little bit too much on myself, and then I try to balance it out because, you know, during the week, it's all about the hustle. You know, it's a bit, it's a different dynamic. So to try and have some strength to actually pull that through, you know, sometimes it doesn't balance at all and, you know, I crash.
Yeah.
And I think last week was one of those weeks that, I mean, I just pushed myself to the limit. And that's what happened.
Do you think that there are some days that would go by where 24 hours went by and you didn't sleep?
Not straight.
But
very close.
How, like, what's the smallest amount of sleep that you'd get? The least amount of sleep in 24 hours?
1.5
So this is what happened that weekend.
Yes.
Where you just disappeared.
Yo, okay, man, cool. It was really hectic. Look, man. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, it's a lesson. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, I'm a person that's trying to really, I mean, stretch myself to the limit in all ways in terms of my hustle and what I'm trying to put together. I think I just need to manage my energy a bit better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want the repeat of last week because it sets me back with a lot of things because I had meetings in place and things had to fall off. I had to miss a couple of things. You know, so one of them being the Unplugged Radio Show. So I don't want that to happen again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you back, Mr. Small Koozie.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Fantastic. So tell us, what's latest and trending on the streets?
Look, man, what's interesting is that in South Africa right now, there's Tyrese Gibson. I think a lot of people will know about this particular person from the famous movie called Fast and Furious.
Yes,
and
yes.
He was a very famous singer for many years, and I think he produced a lot of good music that people fell in love with. So, I mean, the Fast and the Furious star shared posts on social media that he's here and excited to be here in South Africa. You know, he's says that he can't believe it that it's here. It's unreal times to come. He posted on Instagram. That's actually the specific quote that he said on one of the posts. Although we might not know the reason for his trip, this seems to be an easy holiday for him. Indeed, time to chill out after his custody battle drama with the ex-wife Norma Gibson. But after all, he managed to get joint custody of 10 years old of his 10-year-old daughter Shayla. So all I think it's something that is interesting. I think he's here to just take some time out. He has a bit of stress in his life. Mm. And, you know, hopefully, yeah, in his time in South Africa, he's going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Okay, cool. Stars coming here all the time. I think, especially in Pretoria, apparently Leonardo DiCaprio owns one of the, you know, the places there. And a couple of different stars as well. David Beckham also has a property in Pretoria. So, in Cape Town, so I hear. So it looks like, I know Cape Town's a great destination. Do you know where about in the country he is?
He's currently in Gauteng.
Oh, he decided to come to the City of Gold.
Yep.
Oh, interesting. Well, he can't come here with his Fast and the Furious. Our speed cops are going to stop him, eh? I'm like, where's your license?
Yeah.
You're speeding, Baba. You're speeding. I know. It's a cool drink.
I'm sure he's gonna behave himself.
Yeah. No, it's all good. All right. So there's a lot to talk about in this current week. A lot of exciting things happening. I know in my life personally, I'm relocating. Geez, guys, like moving from one place to the other is not always the easiest. I mean, all sorts of dramas in terms of, hey, delivery, hey, you need a bucky, who's that friend with the bucky? That's when you start to really value those friends with the buckies, eh?
Yeah.
Yo, guys, I'm telling you, get yourself a friend with a bucky. It's always a good idea. It's really cool. But yeah, man, I now live like really close to everything. You know, it's so amazing. I can literally just drive 15 minutes and I'm at Cliff Central. Before, 30 days, guys, it used to take like 45 minutes, and sometimes there's traffic going back, and it would be rough. So yeah, man, we've come a long way for the hustle, especially when it came to voiceovers. I remember sometimes while I was a student, I would get a call while I'm studying with friends. Ish, now I have to go to a voiceover, and they want me there in like an hour or an hour and a half. And I knew I couldn't get there in that time because I used public transport. So it was literally immediately run, not like jog or like fast walk, run to Gautrain, you know. And I'd be soaking wet from sweat running to make sure that I get onto the Gautrain for that specific train, you know, because you got that app and it can show you how many minutes or seconds are left before the next train goes. Hey Baba, you'd see me running running with this huge school bag with chemical engineering books. Get on. Sometimes, literally, as it's counting the last 10 seconds before the thing moves, there are times where I literally jumped in while the doors were growing closed, were closing, jump in, land on the couch, or maybe, in fact, sometimes there's no places to sit. You're just standing there. But I would really say, hey, it's better that I sweat and I get drying on in the train. You know, get dry when you're inside the train. Don't get, you know, out here walking like I can't be sweaty. Hey, Baba, my shoes would be dusty. I would be wet from the sweat. But I would just say, you know what, it's fine. And I would soldier it through. And what would normally happen is, you're all the way now until I get to Santon. When I get to Santon, I'll be nice and dry, but I'll just have dusty shoes. So then when it goes up those escalators, you know, there's those brush things on the side.
Yeah.
Then you just
yeah.
put your shoes there, and that thing polishes your shoes real quick so that you don't even look like you were walking. Yay! And by the time you get into the studio, you know, nobody knows the hustle. You know, the sweat that you had to go through to get here. And you do the thing, and they think that you're just going to hop into your car and drive back. Kanti, yo! You're going to get home tonight. And I'd get home late at night because of one voiceover. And it was really tough back then. Just to do two voiceovers meant that it's an extra hustle. It was rough. But, you know, looking forward now, it's great to be living like this, you know, but back then you never thought it would look like this one day. You didn't know what it would look like, but you just had to keep your head down and just keep on going. And I think that's always something that's really important. So if you had to take something away from that, is that, you know, sometimes in life you just got to put your head down and keep on going, man. Fantastic. So we're going to hit you with a nice little motivation just to make sure that, you are in the right mind. Guys, come on. It's the last day of November. If this is a hard time of work, come on. It's the last day. You can do this, man. One more day until December. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But in case you needed it, here it is.
There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind. You can change your hair, your clothing, your address, your spouse, your residence. But if you don't change your mind, the same experience will perpetuate itself over and over again, because everything outwardly changed, but nothing inwardly changed.
Want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents.
The only thing that's going to make you happy, my friend, in this year or any other, is to step up. It's to raise the standard. It's to discover what you're capable of and feel that incredible power pushing through whatever's holding you back and get to the other side of more of your true self. That's what this game's all about.
When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you.
If you look at somebody who's really successful and you think, wow, I mean, they're so amazing, they're such a genius, you got to dig underneath and you got to remember something. People are rewarded in public for what they've practiced for years in private.
If you don't develop the courage to do that which has been given you to do, and you spend a lot of time going around trying to convince other people or trying to get their approval, what will happen is that you will lose your nerve. And other people will convince you that what you're doing doesn't have any value, and you'll give up on your dream. How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know. Most of us don't use the stuff that we have brought into the universe. Stop wasting valuable time. If you want something, you have got to be relentless. You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative. The power to hold on in spite of everything. The power to endure. This is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. And it becomes available only when a man or a woman is in that state of mind in which he or she knows exactly what he or she wants and is fully determined not to quit until they find it. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop. I deserve this. Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. You are unstoppable. Live your life with passion, with some drive. Most of us go through life with our brakes on, holding back. Decide that you're going to push yourself. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again. And I got what it takes. This is my day. And nothing out here is going to stop me.
This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Yenafuna Hamba Kongo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Umar Raza Law, a.k.a. Mr. Kwan, a.k.a. P-L-I-N-D. And you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right, cool. We right back in. It's the Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show. Now, you heard right there from the likes of Les Brown and all those amazing guys that, you know, nothing is as powerful as a made-up mind. You just got to decide who you're going to be, how you're going to do it, and you really just got to push on through if you want to be successful in life. It's really, really that simple. As simple or easy as it sounds, it's not actually easy. It's very hard, but it's actually that simple to become an amazing force and just an amazing person generally in life, and to start winning in literally almost everything that you're doing. Cool. So of course thank you very much for listening in. There are some people who've just tuned in right now. There are some people who are in fact watching us right now from Unplugged and In Charge on the Facebook page as well. I see a couple of shout outs coming through. I've got Melanie here saying, hi Weza, hoe gaan dit? Hey man, het gaan goed, Melanie. Het gaan goed aan hierdie kant. Jy sien ons. Ons is hier by Club Central. Anyway, thank you very much guys for all the comments that are coming through. So, we're talking still about spending in December. You know, a lot of people spend quite a lot of money around the December period. And just before we get into Mr. Tonic that we have a little bit later on, he's talking about more about his business development. He's doing amazing things there, empowering the youth and so on. But just before we get into him, I did say that, I mean, we're a day to go until we go into December, right? A lot of people spend a lot of some money around December. Do you want to know how much it is? Well, let me actually tell you the actual figures. So, here's an article right here from Business Tech of 2016. It says South African spending habits in the Christmas period. Now, when we mention the Christmas period, sometimes we're actually referring to the December period itself, and sometimes we're actually referring to only that time, that like that last 10 days before, you know, the big reveal. So here's some interesting facts. Now, in December 2015, South African retail sales were just over 100 billion rand. 100 billion rand around just that period, and which was 30% more than it was in November. Literally just 1 month, and then it literally just rised in such a huge way. But now here's the more interesting part. Which parts do you think is the top three? Make a guess. You can also make a guess. A Tonic as well. I got Tonic in the studio right here, Mr. Tonic, right? Let me just say it right, Mr. Tonic. So Tonic, tell me, I'm gonna give you one guess, right, to say which should probably be first, which is second, and which is third. First up, food and beverages, right, like drinks and food and things like that. Then there's clothes and shoes, and then there's gifts, like you know, any type of gift really in a retail store. Which one of these do you think people spent the most amount of money on?
I'll guess the third one, because normally people don't buy gifts when it's not December.
Yeah.
So the last one being the gift. That's why I think they spend a lot of money.
Cool. Okay, cool. So you got that right. So between shoes and clothes and also food and beverages, which one do you think comes in first place? Comes in second place?
I think people eat a lot in December.
And people eat a lot in December. Yeah. Well, the interesting fact is, yes, they do eat a lot, but actually 40% of the money of that 100 billion rand goes to gifts and retail and so on. About 20% goes to clothes and shoes, and then about 8% goes into food and beverages. But speaking about food and beverages, guys, people drink in December.
Sure.
I'm telling you guys, people drink. Let me just tell you how crazy it is. So in that last 5 days, here the stats. So there's another set of stats that were just put together to just try and show you when it comes to actually the beverages, things like you know, bar sales, so especially alcohol, how much money was made in the last in the 5 days from the 10th of December to the 15th of December, you know, like just before the 16th, sure. You know what I mean? How much money is made during that time? So here's how it is. Actually, the spike is around when it comes to restaurant and coffee shops, they make the most around the 15th, just before the 16th. And that amount, can you guess how much it is?
Millions of money.
It's more than 2 billion rand. 2 billion, just here. Just here, Baba. 2 billion. So, wow.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to bar sales, so I mean, the one was restaurants. Now this is just bar. Now bars, obviously, it's a lot of alcohol there.
Yeah.
The spike is around the 12th sometimes, and well, pretty much that weekend, Yari 16 vele. And the spike really is around the regions of 800 million rand. Quite a lot of money people spend on literally just booze. And you'd wonder, you know, how much of that money is going to education? How much of that money is going to other things? Sometimes we think that we don't have money, but actually we do have money. But what do we have the money for?
Sure.
That, I think, is the real question. Sometimes people have a lot of money, but they have money for the wrong things, you know.
Yeah.
Someone was just making a general remark about this whole blesser thing, saying that, if somebody really loves you and they're giving you a weave worth 2,000 rand, whereas a module at Unisa would cost 2,000 rand also, are they really investing in your future, trying to grow you, or are they really just, you know, out there to just for the looks? So that's sometimes always something to think about and to say, hey man, how about I adjust my spending a little bit, or just prioritize which one is the you know, the most important thing. I've got another comment coming from Benjamin. I think it's Benjamin Simuga. He's saying, nice stuff, guys. Yeah, he really is enjoying the show right now, so he just hit us with a couple of shout-outs. Also got Siabusa saying, still doing it big, my boy. You a G. Thank you very much, man. Okay, cool stuff. So as we carry on with the show, I've got now Tonic with me in studio. Now, the gentleman right here does quite a lot of things. He's a business owner. He also has an NGO. I mean, he's also went on to study for good qualifications at UNISA as well. In fact, let me not, you know, spoil the party by just spilling all the beans on the gentleman. Let me allow him to actually say a thing or two about himself as well. How you doing, sir? Mr. T.
Thank you so much, Weza, that guy.
Oh yeah, man. You said it right.
Thank you for
hearing us. Cool
stuff. Sure. I mean, you started on a very interesting topic, spending money.
Yeah.
And that's why basically we are here today, because it's one of the reasons. Next week we're having a seminar in Rosebank. Mm-hmm. It's about financial literacy.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, so we will be talking about those, saying, look, how do you spend your money? Do you invest in your future? The event itself is called Invest in Your Future, and we're going to have different motivational speakers there. And yeah, so it's one of the reasons, apart from what we're doing in our business. And yeah, so we're doing business development, like you highlighted.
Yeah.
And then we're also outsourcing HR. And we help him with investments, from trading and investing money.
Oh, pretty cool. Interesting. Yes. You talk about trading. I know a lot of young people are starting to become interested in trading right now.
Sure.
Sometimes we are a little bit in the dark as to, you know, how this whole trading thing works. We find ourselves losing a lot of money on these apps and things.
Mm.
What's really important when it comes to trading? Do you know much about, some of the ins and outs of the whole trading vibe?
It's about knowledge. Mm-hmm. People are not willing to take time to know how to trade.
Mm.
They just want to make quick money, download app and make a million tomorrow, which is highly impossible.
Right? Tell them.
And you have to go through. So we're doing a course. In our business, we are all about knowledge and skill. So we're not taking it on that level to say, okay, you're going to be a millionaire tomorrow. We're saying, come, let's educate you, learn how to know money, to make money, and establish a career out of trading and or investing and starting your own business. And so that's basically what we're doing.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, because that is actually quite important. I think a lot of people are so into the whole get rich quick thing.
Sure.
Young people of today, I mean, we're living in a time of instant noodles and instant gratification, right? Yeah, microwave. We want to microwave our careers as well. You know, if you could get a degree in Easy Mix degree, you know, just add water, I will do it.
Yeah, it's very scary. And so we have been engaging with youth to saying, are you coming on the 9th to the event? And most of them look, they already filled up with events. You spoke about posing there.
Yeah.
Going to drink, and they already like, you know, we're occupied. And but you're occupied with what exactly?
Mm.
Come next year, what are you going to say? I've learned or I've gained in 2017.
True.
So you highlighted that today is the last day of November.
Yeah.
It's only a month left, but should you come to the event, there will be books that will be giving away, and there will be exhibitors of books, great books that people can go and read during the holidays.
Fantastic stuff, man. That's all really, really cool stuff. So tell me a bit about your journey. Where did you start? How did you grow up? And how did you get to be where you are right now?
Yeah, I think growing up really impacted the man I am today.
Yeah.
Started running a garden. My grandmother had a garden in Limpopo.
So you were running a garden.
We had to sell vegetables to survive.
Wow, yeah.
It wasn't to become rich or to save money or whatever, but just to survive.
Yeah.
You had to sell vegetables.
Mm.
And coming to Johannesburg, I tried working. I worked for banks and insurance companies, and I realized it wasn't for me. the mentality of going into a garden and getting a spinach and selling it was still in my head, you know.
Oh wow, yeah.
And that's how we started the business. Yeah, so growing up in Limpopo really made me who I am today. Yeah.
Interesting. So you started off working in your grandmother's garden.
Sure.
You learned about entrepreneurship, selling spinach and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's how the basics of entrepreneurship got stuck with you. You later on went and you got the qualifications that were needed, and then you applied those same principles that you learned in your grandmother's garden in Limpopo.
Sure.
And now you're making, a good business out of just that. And now you're also developing other people's companies as well using those same principles.
Correct. Yesterday we are very excited. I mean, young people, innovative, are coming to us to say, look, I've got this idea. Will I really make money out of it? What do I need? Just yesterday, I had one of the young guys coming with, I think he's in a shuttle business. He wanted to start shuttle transportation and stuff. So we are excited and to be working with young people and helping them to start their own businesses.
Wow, that is actually really, really cool stuff. Mm. What really inspires you to want to help young people? Like, what's that thing that makes you say, you know what, this is what I want to do with my time and my energy. I want to be part of creating a better South Africa. What is that thing that makes you want to be like that?
Look, understanding of money, how money circulates, how to save money, because if South African economy were to improve, young people and entrepreneurs really need to understand the finances. That's why next week we're talking a lot about financial literacy, to saying you are an entrepreneur, you're making money, but is that money working for you? Are you growing? Are you investing in your business? Are you building something bigger? So that's what just exactly drives me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel that many people are just in love with the idea of owning a business.
Sure.
But they're not really all that clued up about how to run a business.
Mm.
And I think I remember my father one day when I was still at, like, maybe about 12 or 11 years old.
Mm.
I went with him to the big city of Johannesburg or Pretoria. I don't even remember where we were. I just remember there were big buildings.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the car because my father is one of those people that didn't like taking the kid with him to, to the offices, standing in the lines with the child. It's like, I know, Salim will do anyway now, just leave me in the car.
Yeah.
And I just sat there for such a long time.
Mm.
And then after a while, he came back all excited.
Mm.
And I was like, what's up? And he showed me this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And it had his name written. Mm. And I think it was probably just his name and his surname.
Sure.
With a CC written there.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a company now. I was like, what? So we're going to be rich?
What you're saying is very important. Just around when we got into democracy.
Yeah.
After 1994, government were encouraging a lot of people to say, go and register a business, you're going to get a tender, you'll get a job, then you don't have to work. And people didn't understand what were their strength or their weakness in business.
I think it's still like that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, if you check how many businesses or how many people registered business, you'll be shocked.
Yeah.
How many of them are really operating?
Listen, I have there's a street there in Pretoria that is very close to DTI,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So everybody thought that, there was a time where you used to have to go register at the DTI.
Yeah.
So everybody still goes there, especially if you come from a rural place or you come from a township, you still don't know much. So you go straight to the DTI first before you go to the CIPC or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I call that street Juta Street because kunabantu that was a Juta mfana. These guys are just stand there
and they're making money
a lot of money
out
of out of lying to people, sure. Making it seem like it's so expensive to get a company registered, and it's so expensive to get a BEE certificate. Some people still today think that a BEE certificate is like that one big headache. You know, a lot of young people are being encouraged to open businesses because it's part of the rubric that big companies go through. They say, is the company youth owned? And that's, if you can tick that column, that means that you have a little bit of an advantage over people who are not youth and who own a business. Is the company female owned, or is there, you know, a majority share for females? And if there is, guess what? You have a little bit of an advantage. It counts in a small little form, but it does indeed count. But so many of them are either uneducated about how to, or they spend so much money because of being educated, but and they get these crooks that, let me not call them crooks, because they're not crooks, they're just selling information. You know, that, and that's a smart move right there. Sell information. People don't want to read, you read for them, and then you make that money.
But it's very, very easy to register a business. You can actually do it yourself. Just have to submit names online. Everything is online nowadays.
Yeah.
What is important or very expensive is getting your target market, knowing who is going to be my customer, who am I going to sell to.
Yeah.
And which a lot of people, they don't think about that before they start registering any business or start implementing an idea, to saying, do I really have customers for my business ideas?
Yeah,
you're right.
Fantastic. So, give us, if you had to give us, a few minutes of mentorship, just give us a taste of how it is to be mentored. Let's say I have a small business. I'm operating from my back room at the moment. And, it's coming along, one or two clients, but I'd really love to see myself expand. What are some of the questions that I need to be asking myself so that I can go to the next level?
Okay, very important question. Growing or expanding is not a building. And a lot of people, they make a mistake there. Because I started in a garage operating there, now I'm beginning to make a couple of thousands. I want to go to office park, an expensive office park. It's not how you go about it. So expanding meaning obviously putting more clients on your database. And that will control your growth. And also you look at the logistics. Are my clients in Soweto only? Yes. So why would I want to move to Sandton? To attract who? Because I'm dealing with people in Soweto, or I'm dealing with people in Tembisa, so I don't need to go and look for office in Sandton. So those are the basics. To look at who exactly are you giving services to, and then you grow from there.
All right, pretty interesting. And that, I think that right there is actually something that's quite useful, and that's something that we can definitely take home with us.
Sure.
Wow, absolutely fantastic, brother. Well, it was absolutely fantastic having you on the show, and getting to share some of your insights, and really just getting to understand how it is that that we should be thinking about the whole thing about expanding in itself. You're saying that you'll be empowering quite a number of young people and you said next week
Saturday on the 9th in Rose Bank. We are at Standard Bank Incubator. We still have few seats left. So
people can go onto the website and check you guys out.
Exactly. We are also on social media. My Facebook is Tonic Manchiri, and Twitter the same at Tonic Manchiri, and they can also email us info@cgtrading.co.za.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, that you heard from the gentleman right there. He's going to be empowering some young people, and it's always a good idea to get those young people empowered as well. This has been the shortest hour of the week. Man, it goes by so quickly sometimes. Today it's a little bit shorter than it normally is. That's because we're going to have to go save the day somewhere in Pretoria, because Pretoria needs saving sometimes as well, right? So that's why I'm suited up today, in case you're checking it out on social media. Or, in fact, if you've you've seen the picture just before you actually clicked on the podcast, you would have seen that today I was suited out. That's because, you know, some days, guys, that the hustle is real. You have to wake up in the morning, wear the clothes that you're going to wear tonight, already in the morning. You know, then you're overdressed for everything, and then for that last thing, you're actually ready to rock and roll. So that's how it goes sometimes. It's part of the hustle, guys. And right here on the Unplugged and In Charge radio show, we literally have these really short hours of the week where we literally give you only the best. Thank you very much for tuning in yet again. Let's do this again next time. CliffCentral.com.